Hey, this is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, keep listening.
On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes,
here are the whiskeys we're going to begin discussing today. So we have Gypsy Explorer straight bourbon whiskey. We have Heaven's Door Exploration Series 1. We have Kentucky Peerless, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Rum Barrel Finish Batch Number 2. Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B524. Indigo's Hour 18 Year Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Old Overholt Cask Strength 11 Year. Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B524. And last but not least, Old Fitzgerald. Yeah, I know. Spring 2024 release. Now, in my defense, I don't think I got that until like the end of July. It was like way into summer before that came out.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely. Best thing.
No dispute.
Yep.
Your mom makes you turn TV off after 2, doesn't she?
Well, I used to listen to Dr. Demento after she told me to go to bed, but the TV, yeah, that was off.
I've been in a hotel where you don't listen to Dr. Demento. You listen to that English chick from like Financial
the
News
Economist,
Network. Yeah.
The Economist every night. But that only came out in 2008. So we're not talking about childhood then.
And the markets in Malaysia are right down today.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, I didn't credit. She puts you to sleep like that.
That's why
it's
I
very
do it.
Soothing.
Learn about the world or go to sleep. Those are your two options.
And I wake up thinking I'll be smarter when I wake up, and it never seems to work.
No, it doesn't work. No. It didn't work for me.
So much for sleep learning.
I know, right?
This is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our Made Man Maury.
Good afternoon, Bob. It's another delightful afternoon in the basement.
And good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. It is such a pleasure to be here. What a lineup we have today. Oh, my God.
It does not suck to be us, so... Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to begin discussing today. So we have Gypsy Explorer straight bourbon whiskey. We have Heaven's Door Exploration Series 1. We have Kentucky Peerless, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Rum Barrel Finish Batch Number 2. Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B524. Indigo's Hour, 18 Year Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Old Overholt, Cask Strength, 11 Year. Elijah Craig, Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, B524. And last but not least, Old Fitzgerald. Yeah, I know. Spring 2024 release. Now, in my defense, I don't think I got that until like the end of January or July. It was like way into summer before that came out. And I just got... the fall release, and it's now 2025. So, you know, in my defense, mm-hmm. But we're drinking it now. So, you know,
plead the fifth. Bob.
Yeah, we're drinking plead it now. So fifth. Who cares? So, so let's have Justin tell us all about our sips rating.
Oh gosh.
Welcome to the lifestyles of the rich and shameless. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. This is disgusting.
Number Sardine. Water.
Bring water. Bring water.
Two sips. Nice, bud. What else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. This is interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this sacred to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
You know, Robin Leach died in 2018.
Yes, but he still lives in my heart. What else you got?
Nothing for that one. So let's start out with our first whiskey, and we're going to have Maury tell us all about that one.
Thank you, Bob. Outsider Spirits was founded by CMA Entertainer of the Year and 10-time Grammy nominee Eric Church and entrepreneur Raj Alva in 2020. After 2 years of research and development, the company officially launched its first whiskey, Gypsy's Legacy Batch 001, in May of 2023, which received a double gold from the San Francisco World Spirits Competition. Their follow-up to this was the release of Gypsy Explorer in April of 2024. The first whiskey is the Gypsy Explorer straight bourbon whiskey, coming in at 51.5% ABV or 103 proof. Explorer's inaugural release is a blend of 2 6-year-old bourbons, a low rye distilled in Kentucky and Indiana high, and an Indiana high rye. The combined mash bill of 60% corn, 30% rye, 4% malted barley. The resulting blend is then finished using 2 oak varietals, French oak, Curcius Robur from France's famed Forest de Tronquet, and American oak, Curcius Alba, from the Appalachian Mountains. The Forest of Tronquet was originally overseen by the Duke of Bourbon and was later planted with oak trees by Louis XIV to supply timber for the French Navy. Appalachian oak was selected as Outsider Spirits co-founder Eric Church grew up in North Carolina. Wow. So, this first whiskey has a beautiful copper color to it on the nose. Lots going on, baking spice, creme brulee, a little bit of toffee. Mouth has a beautiful mouthfeel. It's coating. You've got flavors of toffee and brown sugar and creme brulee and spice. And the medium is finished. It's a beautifully made whiskey. It's well crafted. There are no inherent flaws. It doesn't strike you as being outstanding or extraordinary, but certainly is very pleasant, very approachable, and very well made. I think for their first release, this is really a very nice whiskey, very approachable, and I'd love to see what else they have coming down the pike in the future. Justin, what did you think?
I kind of got a hot cocoa on the nose, ground pez, a little bit of chalk, a light rye hit. On the palate, it was sweet, woody, and someone mixed in like a grape knee-high soda. And the finish was sweet and ends with wood. It was pretty interesting. I don't really know what they were going for, but they ended up in an interesting place. What'd you think, Bob?
I don't think they were going for Kool-Aid, so, you know.
Grape knee-high is much higher end than Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Well, I mean, on the nose, I get the caramel. And I got that dusty, minerally kind of thing, and I couldn't figure it out until you said it was Pez. And I'm like, that's exactly it. It's opening that sleeve of Pez on a summer when you were a kid. It's that dusty, powdery kind of candy note to it. And on the palate, it's a little bit sweet on the front palate, but that dies out mid-palate and back palate. On the back palate, I get milk duds. That I'm picking up milk duds on this. You know, that real dark kind of caramel with the like kind of plasticky chocolatey stuff on the outside.
Sure.
It's got a kind of slight tingle, a little bit of spice on the front of the tongue. Overall, not too bad. You know, decent, solid solid. I'm searching for that French oak, and I'm just not. I'm just not picking up that French oak, which I would have thought I would have gotten more of, but I don't know how much of the French oak they used, you know, if it was one cask versus 10 of American, but usually that Chanqué oak you're able to pick out. But overall, you know, a fairly nice whiskey. I thought it was fairly well done. Usually something that's got, a celebrity's name attached to it is usually not a great product, but this one came out all right. I think they did okay. So
his Jack Daniels is really good, though.
Yeah, he takes a nice Jack bottle.
Yeah, I've had that. Yeah.
Well, not like he's in there making it.
No. But you know, we've done picks too. We didn't make them either.
I was gonna say our fat rear ends have been to Jack Daniels and picked some pretty good barrels too, and nobody knows who the hell we are. So.
True.
So true. Not too shabby.
We should be having another charity barrel coming down the pike pretty soon.
Yeah, I haven't called up yet, but yeah, I'm working on it. So
nice.
So we're gonna be giving the Gypsy Explorer straight bourbon whiskey a well deserved 3 sips.
Bob, why don't you tell us about the next whiskey, please?
So, our next one is the Heaven's Door Exploration Series 1, 54% ABV, 108 proof, aged over 5 years. The first release of this series from Heaven's Door takes Tennessee straight bourbon whiskey and finishes it in freshly dumped Calvados brandy casks with the addition of medium heavy toasted French oak staves. Calvados is a apple brandy from Normandy, France. The new medium heavy toasted French oak staves source from Quercus petrea trees, commonly known as the Sisal oak, Cornish oak, or Irish oak. The species is native to most of Europe and is the predominant species of oak in Franconais. So on the color, yeah, nice copper penny. On the nose, the cinnamon is the first thing that sort of leaps out of the glass. A little bit of brown sugar. A little bit of brown butter. Kind of a fresh cut oak. And let's see, what does it taste like? On the palate. On the palate, I'm getting some baking spice, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of caramel. Finish sort of dropped off a little bit off the back palate, but it's very, very prominent on the front and then the middle palate. Yeah, interesting whiskey. Definitely interesting whiskey. What'd you think, Justin?
So this reminded me solidly of the McDonald's apple pie from the 1990s that was literally hotter than the sun, but someone threw some cinnamon on it.
I miss those.
That's when they made them good.
They had that crunch.
Yeah, I don't know what they did.
Oh, I know what it was.
What would they do?
A-hole lawyers ruined it for everybody.
Oh.
These people were getting burned on them. It's like, yeah, yeah.
And we'll be back.
We'll be back.
And crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and Justin was just telling us about his thoughts on the Heaven's Door Exploration Series 1.
Yeah, so definitely McDonald's apple pie.
I wish I had a McDonald's apple pie right now.
You know, in Vancouver, they created the largest McDonald's sandwich ever. It is bigger than the Big Mac. I don't remember the name of it, but I shared it with my girl, and it was amazing.
I don't think they sell that in India.
No, I don't think they sell it in India either. But enough about that. What did you think, Maury?
Well, I was looking for a really nice, beautiful Kentucky whiskey, and I got a McDonald's apple pie.
All right.
I mean, it's not a bad consolation prize.
Well, first off, it's a Tennessee whiskey, so you're already going to be out.
I said I was looking for a bourbon whiskey, and instead I got a Tennessee apple pie. Mm. So, yes, the whiskey did come from Tennessee. It's not a Kentucky bourbon. Yes, lots of apple, lots of cinnamon, lots of baking spice. It's interesting. It's nicely made. There's no inherent flaws. It's just there for me. It's just one of many. Nothing that, you know, I would necessarily pour out, but nothing that I would go chasing after and seeking out in the marketplace.
During the break, he said there was the apple pie still in Kansas. We need to bring this bottle somewhere to Kansas.
Yeah, somewhere there's like one guy. I read a story years ago. There's like one franchisee, and he still makes the old apple pies.
This would be the ultimate pairing.
This was years ago. I mean, that guy might be dead for now, for all I know.
Hey.
They do have the McDonald's in Orlando that serves pizza.
Really? Is any good?
No, it's terrible.
It's terrible?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's one there that, like, I remember when a buddy of mine moved to Orlando, he walked in and there's a guy there in a chef's outfit with a toque on his hat at an omelet station making omelets for like brunch. And he literally walked. He said, I walked out and looked up at the building to make sure I walked into the right door. And he said, when I walked back in, I saw the little logo on the guy's chef's coat. It's like, oh, okay.
So, is that like an Egg McMuffin made fresh for you?
I think that's Le Egg McMuffin.
Yeah. So,
well, moving right along.
Yeah, well, we're going to give the Heaven's Door Exploration Series 1, well-deserved, 3 sips.
Or Exploration.
So that takes us to our next whiskey. We're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So we're going to talk about Kentucky Peerless Kentucky Straight Bourbon Rum Barrel Finish Batch 2, 54.55% alcohol by volume, or 109.1 proof. No, I did not do the math. Non-chill filtered.
Well, we know that.
Sweet mash. Peerless rum barrel finished bourbon.
Yeah. The bum barrel. You only give this to homeless dudes or what? You know.
We'll see.
This is the whiskey for Boxcar Willie. Yeah. Everyone's favorite bum. Yeah.
Johnny Royale, he didn't drink crap.
There you go.
Is their second barrel finished bourbon to be released following their double oak bourbon.
Which was very good.
Yeah. To make this expression, they take barrels of their double oak expression and give them a second finishing in X rum barrels.
Wouldn't that make it a third finishing? Because there's double and 2 plus 1 makes 3?
You're right. It would be a third finishing.
Okay.
You are correct.
Thank you.
So
it's a first. There's a first for everything.
On the nose, I got pea soup.
Pea soup.
Split pea soup.
Okay.
You know, the green
stuff.
I'm glad
you clarified that because I was already grossed out, but okay. Pea soup.
I got like coconut curry and plums.
Keep going. I got to hear the rest of this.
That's all I got on the nose. On the palate. I got dark raisin bread, blueberries, and a mint finish. And the finish is just mint. What did you think, Bob?
Well, it's got a nice color to it.
It's got the darkest color of anything we're drinking today. Mm-hmm. I thought the color is beautiful. I think you're not giving credit where credit's due. This is a beautiful, deep mahogany, burnished copper. I love the color.
That's why there's three guys on the show.
Somebody woke up and bought a thesaurus.
Yeah. I know, right?
On the nose, I go a little bit of a floral note. I definitely get that sort of toasted coconut, a little bit of vanilla. Not getting any curry.
You didn't mention the pea soup.
No, no pea soup.
It's just me.
Me neither.
And on the palate, hold on. Hmm. A little bit of tropical fruit, some raisins, some burnt brown sugar.
It's really more like burnt sorghum, but you're close on that. But did you cinnamon. Get the pineapple upside down cake note? Just got that pineapple burnt toffee caramelized sugar note.
Yep.
I love pineapple upside down cake, but I didn't get it in this.
Well, you missed it then.
I'm missing it right now.
And it's got a pretty decent finish on it as well. It stays with you a little bit. In fact, it actually grows a little bit on the end of the finish. So
yeah, I'm taking this. This is a nice expression from them. They really, stepped up their game a little bit. I think this really adds like an interesting dimension to the whiskey. The whiskey is front and center. It's not overly finished. It's well balanced. You know, all those little tropical notes just probably come from the rum barrel, but just hints. I'm digging it. I liked it.
So no age statement on it. Mm-mm. So we don't know how old it is.
Old enough. As long as it tastes good, I don't care.
True.
What are we going to rate it?
Of course, that same statement could get you arrested in about 11 states. So,
Yeah, well, knowledge of age is irrelevant and under the law.
Exactly. We're going to be giving the Kentucky Peerless Kentucky Straight Bourbon Rum Barrel Finish Batch Number 2 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Their stuff just gets better every year.
Yeah, they've done a nice job.
And, not saying that their early stuff wasn't good, but it just every year it just gets better and better. So, they're doing a good job over there, Corky and all the guys. So that's taking us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B524. It's coming in at 62.7% ABV or 125.4 proof. It is non-age stated. The mash bill is 68% corn, 20% wheat, and 12% malted barley, aged 6 to 8 years. So this is a wheated whiskey. There's no rye in the mash. It's got a nice dark coppery color to it. Nose, classic bourbon, some baking spice, some toffee, some cinnamon. On the palate, beautiful mouthfeel and viscosity. You get a lot of maple syrup on the palate. It's mouth coating. The finish is short to medium. I think this whiskey improved quite a lot in the glass. When I first poured it, it was a little tight and a little closed. I didn't really get a lot out of it. It just kind of went one note past my palate. But as it's evolved in the glass with some oxygen, the patience is rewarded, and it really just blossoms with, again, a very fall, very mapley, cinnamony, baking spice, fall-flavored profile to it, and a medium finish. A very nice whiskey, very well made. I enjoyed it quite a lot. Justin, what do you think?
Well, in all due candor to everyone here in our audience, I've already killed a bottle of this, and it's Lush. Amazing.
Lush.
Yeah, guilty. The wheat really shines through. The barley's a good backup to it. It has all the classic bourbon flavors, and it has like a vibrato on my mid palate from the spices that just goes and goes and goes, and I literally cannot get enough of this. I love it. That's all I have to say about it.
That's it? That's all you got to say?
All
you
drank a whole bottle? Say.
It's pretty wordy for someone of
God,
his stature.
It's so good.
Yeah, well, he went through a whole bottle of it.
You're a drunken lush.
I'm just saying.
What'd you think, Bobby Joe?
Let's see. On the nose, sweetness, brown sugar, caramel, a little bit of a candy note,
Yeah.
The tip of the nose. White flowers. Yeah, pretty nose. Let's see what it tastes like. It's creamy. It's got a really good mouth coat. The whole up, back, sides, your palate, under the tongue, over the tongue. Got a really good mouth coat on it. Surprisingly, a little hot and spicy, though, on the palate. When you first taste it and it gives you that creaminess, you think, oh, and then it jumps up.
Isn't it vibrating on your tongue?
Yeah, jumps up and bites you a little bit.
Like Red Hots.
Yeah, which I'm not used to with a larceny. Not that much heat and spice.
Right.
And it's not the alcohol. It's just it's the heat and spice from the whiskey itself. It's dark caramel, dark toffee, a little bit of pound cake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a butter, vanilla, lemon pound cake.
A little bit of that chocolate toaster.
Toaster?
Yeah, those chocolate things you put in the toaster oven. They're square.
Toaster strudel.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pop-Tart.
Yeah, Pop-Tart.
Like a chocolate Pop-Tart. Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I'm still kind of surprised at how spicy and hot it jumps up on you.
Larceny is normally not this big and bold.
Yeah.
But this one is huge.
Yeah, it's usually huge. It's usually laid back and subtle and creamy. But this one reaches up and grabs you by the hoo-has and says, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, for a weeded whiskey, that's pretty dang spicy. So
if you want to smooth the ups and downs of your favorite hockey season, this will mellow you out.
Yeah, no, it doesn't taste like a weeder. I'll give you that. It really has. Well,
at the beginning, it does. It's got it's got that creaminess through it. It's got that. It's got the weeder at the very first sip, but as soon as you swallow it, it lights up. That's the odd thing about
it. Got the barley at the end.
And when I say odd, I don't mean odd in a bad way. I mean it's just different than what I'm used to with larceny. So
it's like scotch at the end. The barley kicks up so high.
Yeah, there's a little bit of barley in the back palate.
Starts like a bourbon, ends like a scotch. But like a barrel strength scotch, you know, as God intended.
Coming from the guy who's down an entire bottle of it.
Didn't take long. A few games.
Well, the fat man made a funny.
Okay. Well, we're going to be giving the Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B524 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
All right, Bob, give us some wisdom on the next whiskey.
I don't have any wisdom to give on anything.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a while, but I'm glad you finally admitted it.
Oh, I don't have to admit it. It's obvious. So our next whiskey is from the folks at Diageo, part of the Orphan Barrel series. This is the Indigo's Hour 18 Years Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 45% ABV or 90 proof. It's 68% corn, 28% rye, and 4% malted barley. Distilled in Indiana, aged in Kentucky, and bottled in Tullahoma, Tennessee. So the label on this bottle pays homage to the spirit's origin story. The pipe vine swallowtail is the most colorful butterfly to call home Indiana home, where the whiskey was distilled. There's a tree on the label that's a representation of the witch's tree, which is a maple tree found in Louisville, Kentucky, just a few minutes away from where this whiskey was aged. So, nice little story. Diageo always has a good story with these, but the proof is in the whiskey, so on the color, again, older 70s penny. On the nose, vanilla.
A lot of vanilla.
Big, big vanilla. A little bit of butterscotch. Some kind of toasty oak. A little bit of vanilla pastry. And on the palate, hold on.